You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Jeez, there's a big old spring clean happening in the building.
Yeah, we got out of it there.
Can I just say,
my hands are killing me.
You've been doing a lot more work than me. I've been doing literally nothing.
Yeah, how did you find that?
I got very stressed out.
I noticed that you got awkward. So what we're doing is, yeah, it is a spring clean, but producer Callum and I, where there's these presses behind us, full of envelopes, folders, paper, A3, A2, A4. It's just so much shit. And I think myself, producer Callum, we're just trying to clear it all out.
Well, you got it straight away. Like, immediately, yourself and producer Callum, you knew what to tackle. Well, I just kind of stood there like a lemon.
Not going to lie, I actually am happy that you stood aside. You were in my way.
You just didn't guide me at all. I could have assisted you. Like, I was looking towards you. It was like a father-son situation where I was like, Papa, just tell me what to carry. Tell me what to bring.
Well, no one told myself and Callum what to do. We just knew.
Yeah, you knew what to empty.
You're either born with it or you're not.
I, at one stage, said to you, I'm going to go upstairs and find some black bin bags.
I had to think, fuck.
You seemed disinterested.
I was like, oh, that's a good idea, man.
You didn't acknowledge my presence, even at one stage. And I'll be honest with you, I went up to the kitchen and just spoke to Rachel.
I saw that.
From 98FM.
Because I said, how has he gone to the shop to get these bags?
I was a while, wasn't I?
You were gone for a while. And I'm not going to lie, we got a lot more done because you weren't just standing there awkwardly.
And then I went down and I noticed that there was a cup of water next to you as you were working. And I said, do you want me to move that?
Yeah, I was like, that's such a big help. Thank you so much.
No, you never said to me, was that your water?
I know whose water was. It was Chris Doyle's water.
And it just left there.
Well, I think he forgot about it and went got another water.
Well, you're welcome.
No, honestly, that was such a massive help.
Then did you notice what I was doing with the ink cartridges?
What?
Well, you had to put them back.
Well, I asked you. I said, because I knew you were standing there in my way. And I go, would you mind just passing me the ink cartridges? And you just started.
And then you say,
so slowly.
No,
and then just like picking up three at a time.
I
go,
give
just pass
three.
Me. Just pass
I,
me.
I give it to you. I pick up three and you say, two at a time.
Two at a time.
You do two at a time.
Because you were
trying. And I go,
no,
what's wrong with three?
Because
I'm cradling it like a baby.
You were literally standing beside me. And I just give me. You had two in your hands and you could just pass me them. But you were about to, and then you went back to pick up a third, and it slowed down everything.
Two at a time.
Just give me the two at a time.
Two at a time.
I've got two hands, you've got two hands. Boom, 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 boom.
If this was SAS, I'd be...
Oh, you'd be gone.
Can I VW? Because I don't know what the fuck's going on here. You're not guiding me.
But I don't understand.
I needed you to go right.
But you clean at home.
See what I'm doing here. But I don't know what to get rid of. Jeez,
neither do I. Just throw everything in. I am... When it comes to that sort of stuff, I have no... What's the word? Attachment to anything. I will throw anything away. And the thing about it is, I always think, these people are going to come down looking for something. It's not valuable. So they go, do you have this thing? I think it's in here. I can't find it. I go, I don't know. They won't know who threw it away. There's a few people throwing stuff. They're not going to miss it.
Yeah, but how
order more stuff.
How you were throwing stuff away, it confused me.
Okay, go on.
There was a big, long, white gown on my seat.
Yeah.
I picked it up. What is this?
Are don't ask questions. Stop asking questions.
You don't even...
You didn't answer.
You didn't acknowledge me.
No, you
once
are
again.
Wasting my time. Make a decision for yourself. We're making decisions. If you think the gown will come in handy, leave it on our prop shelf. If you don't think it will, put it in the bin.
Then I said to you, I have the gotta get it wrong pink cards.
Yes.
What will I do with that?
Yeah.
Oh, give them to producer Callum.
Yeah. Just don't you. You're just useless.
Involve me.
Useless.
Involve me because I felt
standing
so awkward.
There, standing
felt
there,
awkward.
Looking over our shoulder, and just.
I just
can
felt
this man not have any up.
I
get
felt
up and go.
You were thinking lazy.
No,
not
I was,
lazy.
I was thinking useless. What's worse, being useless or lazy?
Do you know what's the saddest thing in the world? I could have been the best at the cleaning and the rearranging,
yeah.
But I wasn't given a chance. That's the saddest.
I don't think you
standing would here in my Charlie Sheen shirt, thinking, "Get me involved, boys. I can help you."
Oh,
do you know at one stage I was going to hand sanitize your hands? I honestly, I had the bee spray.
My hands are absolutely killing me. I saw that you came back and you just started sanitizing your hands.
Yeah.
Why? You didn't touch anything.
So I felt like there was a lot of dust.
Yeah. All you get, everyone doing is saying, "Whew, there sure is a lot of dust."
Did you notice that I started reaching?
That was good. Yeah,
I did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, would have liked to. Good job. Because I didn't know even know why you took it down.
I don't thank the postman for delivering the post.
I'm not the postman. I'm putting ink cartridges, which are very strange looking. Yeah. I don't understand what toner does.
See, you ask. This is exactly the type of person you not talking about you now this time, that you don't want in a spring clean.
No, I feel like you're talking about me.
Pap Alf. Chris Doyle was leading this. So Chris Doyle works here, senior management. He says, don't hold back. If it's an old prize, if it's something that you're, if you like it but you're not going to use it, get rid of it. Whatever, get rid of it. And there's these old ink cartridges from printers that we don't have anymore. And I'm itching to get rid of them.
I went up to Pap Alf.
You did, actually.
There we go.
You did do something.
No, here
And you did that by yourself.
Hear what I went up to Pap Alf.
Let me explain the ink cartridges first. Sorry. They're old printers, they're open, and there's two prime shelves taken up of ink cartridges of printers we don't even have anymore. We don't have HP printers.
So we're trying to. He says there's external printers.
What external? Where?
He says there's external printers outside the building.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but he said it with conviction.
External. So you're either talking about.
I said, Pat.
Southwest or.
I said, Pat. The people downstairs are absolutely mad.
They're animals.
Like chimpanzees. They're literally throwing things. We don't have much time. I felt like the leader.
You were the
Dunkirk.
You were saying, the anti get rid of things.
This is what's going to happen, Pat. And he said, don't touch them. I said,
Pat, it's happening before Pat, my
it's
eyes.
Happening. I'm not respected down on that floor. They won't listen to me. And then I did come down like a general, a lieutenant. Guys, stop what you're doing. And you go, what? Well, what's going on? Put everything back.
Yeah, and we did. I go.
You reluctantly took that order.
Because I was like, oh, I had cleared a shelf.
You cleared a shelf. And then that's when I was passing you.
Yeah,
then back to you.
But Pat goes, if they're there for a reason. No! No, no, no. That's not how we act in a spring clean. If it's there and we 100% need it, it will stay. If you don't need it and you're not sure if you'll need it, you get rid.
I feel like a coward. I need to be open here.
You get rid.
I had a few things at the desk next to me, and instead of putting it on the ground, I put it on someone else's desk. Now, would I be seen as a coward?
But why did you do that?
Because they weren't mine to throw out.
Right.
So I've put them on someone else's desk.
I don't share anymore, but I know I used to share when people could sit at the same desk with Marty and Jazz. I didn't really care. I just threw it all out. There's one tie I left in there. It's a gold tie. I just left it. But nothing else is there. Food,
why did you have...
Nutella.
Why did you
rice.
Have Uncle Ben rice yeah. in your cupboard?
See, the Marty's or Jazz. It's gone in the bin now.
You can't do
I
that.
Did it. Too bad. Did it.
You can't do that.
Did it. They won't miss it. It's been there for months. Half a tub of Nutella. Gone.
But that's not your
gone.
Nutella to throw out.
Too bad. You don't leave
okay,
stuff.
Okay, so...
I was doing a clean...
Pretend I'm Marty Guilfoyle.
Jesus. All right, Marty. You're looking massive.
Feel my pecs. Oh. Actually, don't. We're in a pandemic.
What's going on, big boy?
Just about to have my rice and yep. my Nutella.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Where is it?
Where's what?
My rice and Nutella.
Your rice and Nutella?
Yeah, it was in this cupboard
there.
Oh,
I threw it away. Spring clean. It's been there since last spring. Thought it was probably gone off. So I threw it away. You know, if you want to eat it, eat it.
You owe me money.
I don't owe you nothing. What are you laughing at me for?
I know you make money from your podcast.
I owe you nothing.
I know you make money from Graham Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
And that's my money. And if you fucking tell
how much money do you make?
If you tell Nathan we're making money from that, I'll kill you.
How much?
I'll know that it's you told him. He deserves
money. Jesus. Nathan's desk is awfully clean.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
What about the desk beside him? He's thrown all his shit on Laura Bracken's desk.
Nathan's desk is so... I'd say he came in handy at the spring clean.
Handy, yeah. Called standing around getting in people's way handy, then he was really handy.
No teamwork from you, and producer Callum. Shame on you.
Sorry,
it's nice to know if it's a battle.
Sorry, the two.
Every man for themselves.
Sorry.
I'm standing there like a lemon.
No.
Nathan.
Oh.
Are you. This is a difference. This is a difference between me and you.
What?
Okay, so if I'm there and. Graham, you okay, man?
I don't know who I'm supposed to be here.
You're me. You're standing there.
Stop calling me Graham.
No, Nathan. You're Graham.
Yeah.
But you're me. Like, you're standing there not doing anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. So if you're acting like I'm acting. And I'm acting. Okay, gotcha.
All right, we're going to move these pens. Hey, Graham, you okay, man?
Yeah.
No, you're you. You're not me. I'm calling you Graham. What the hell was that accent impression? Graham, you okay, man? I'm just moving stuff here. You seem like...
I just seem a bit lost. I don't know why.
You're a bit lost, man.
For some reason, I don't have the mental capacity to actually do things for myself.
You're a bit lost. Right, I'll help you out.
Maybe you don't really need
to. Do you know what I was going to do? I was going to take that top hat. What if I just threw that in the bin?
Because you should know that we use the top hat.
We've used it. It's gone now.
I will become a magician again.
The one trick pony.
No.
So if you saw me throw that in the bin, what would you say?
Can you take it out of the bin, please? We might use it again. Props. The reason I'm cleaning out is so we make room for our stuff.
There's no communication.
We don't have storage in here.
What stuff do we have?
Exactly. You don't even know.
Involve me.
We've got two shelves of stuff.
I know. I've seen those.
And I want to make it four. I actually want to make it five, but the freaking ink toner.
What stuff do you want to put on it?
Everything.
Involve me.
We've got things.
Maybe I can help out. What
Anything
things?
At all. What do we have? Got to get around board games, put them up there, and any free stuff we get in. The Cadbury selection packs were under producer Callum's desk. We could do with a shelf for it. We have no storage here.
Got to get around questions I do every...
It's only a sheet of paper. But look,
I
just want to go back and saying that you and producer Callum aren't team players. We were leaders. We were leaders there.
Leaders Callum are called communicators.
We're going.
If I was going into battle, I'd be standing on a mine.
If you were going into battle, you'd be shot from a sniper.
Why did you lead us here?
Because you stood there.
Why did you lead us here?
Me and Callum are running towards the front line going,
tell me to wear my khaki gear. You saw me. Tell me. Hide in that pit.
Here. How is...
Can I just very quickly say I took that CBD oil.
I was just going to ask.
Tasted like shit.
Oh yes, okay.
I had it for 2 days.
Oh no, here now. We got
to. No, it's horrible. There's not a lot to talk about.
So I wanted, what was the experience like? What day was it? Was it the day after the podcast?
It was the day after the podcast. It was before I went to bed, before I even brushed my teeth. It was rapeseed oil, CBD oil. I don't even think rapeseed has a flavour.
Yeah, well, it does. I just picked up some rapeseed oil yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Deluxe, the Lidl range.
It's very orange. It's very yellowy, actually, isn't it? The colour.
Looks like my piss after having a Barocca.
Very thick.
Yeah.
I put it a drop underneath my tongue. Now, they said, actually, the measurement was the pipette. Do you know the little squeezy thing?
Yeah. Oh, I know that. Yeah. So if you ever have eye drops or something like that, I remember I had a sty there a couple of months ago. I had to get some eye drops for it. So you had to just do two drops.
Not two drops. Two full on.
Pipettes. So that's how much you took and what you had to take.
What I took.
Okay.
How much to take. Oh, so I think what I took.
What?
And what I should be
so
taking.
Okay, rewind here.
Yeah.
Start again. So you took.
I took two.
And that's how much you're supposed to take?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually think you're supposed to take four. Two in the morning, two in the evening.
Right, gotcha.
I took two in the evening, tasted of shit.
Now, what
kind
Literally
of shit? Literally
shit. Did it taste of weed?
A bit of weed, certainly a bit of cannabis. See, I'm not a cannabis smoker.
Not that I know.
I'm not Just a cannabis smoker.
From my friend told me.
Do you know what I actually did? No joke, and don't judge me. I put two drops underneath my tongue. I then put on Bob Marley, Three Little Birds.
You gotta do it.
I thought something would happen. No, genuinely, you think I'm joking, I decided to put on Bob Marley.
Who, when you did your knee, you started to look up Premier League footballers who got long-term injuries, and I believe...
A lot of them retired.
I believe that you would have done that.
Three Little Birds. I'm lying on my bed.
Hold on a second, let me get it here.
Yeah.
That's the Ajax theme, isn't it?
Don't worry about the thing.
And do you have the scented candle on?
I do.
Which, what's
and
the flavor?
And I have the dim light. This one is, what is the flavor? I believe it's fig and maybe nettle, the leaf. Don't worry about the thing.
Oh my god, two ads! I should just open up Spotify in here, but
you get no ads on this podcast. I don't know what I was hoping for.
You're Nathan, man. Would you got some of that rapeseed CBD oil?
Like, what do you want me to say? I lay on my bed. I probably felt a bit better than I did before I took it.
Were you like Joe Rogan who said, I didn't realize I had anxiety until I took it?
I think I have anxiety.
Yeah.
No, I think I got anxiety from taking it. Because then I was stressed out as to what was going to happen to me.
Maybe the thing was that nothing would happen.
Tasted so bad. So I'm kind of... I'm not even taking a swig of water because I don't want the effects.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to lose the effects.
Are you lying straight down on your bed? Are you sitting at the edge naked?
Wearing boxers.
Wearing boxers.
Size small.
Yeah.
Just lying there looking up at my ceiling. Kind of.
Are you seeing weird shapes?
Well, no. At that moment, I wish I had the stickers. Do you know the glow-in-the-dark stickers?
Stars. I used to have them.
Stars. I used to have them. Just have a white ceiling. Come on. Nothing's ready. Don't worry. How can you worry?
Nathan! Come on, Nathan.
Do you know what I did? Now, don't look at me in a bad light. But I went then to my roommate Sean's room. And I don't know what the correct term is. But I lied to him and I gave him more dose than he should be taking.
Okay. Right.
I'm not proud of it.
How much did you give him?
Four in one sitting.
Yeah, but you don't have 4 days, fine.
Nothing happened to him as well. He said his stomach was sore. I then soon brushed my teeth afterwards just to get the aftertaste out of my mouth. I did it for 2 days in a row. Not in the morning time because I respect the show. I don't want to be slurring my words. And I was actually scared if there was a drug test.
It's not drugs.
Well, is it not? Have they removed the high element?
You wouldn't be able to take it if it was drugs. Because they don't allow you, weed is illegal.
I actually have it at home. Will I bring it in for you?
Absolutely not.
Genuinely.
I want nothing to do with it.
No, but you said you would like to give it a go.
I don't want to get anxiety like Joe Rogan.
No, if I brought it in, would you try it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Next week.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, this will be fun. Okay, I have it. There's not a lot of it left.
How much have you taken?
Well, just because the pipettes actually take out quite a big measurement. And
are
I
you
guess,
sure it's not just a drop?
Well, I'm not feeling anything.
What are you supposed to feel? It's
I
not
don't
drugs.
Know. Is it not drugs?
No, it's not drugs.
I gave Sean 4 in one sitting and he went out for a run afterwards.
Did he feel good?
He's very worried.
Did he go do a good time?
Yeah, he actually said his fitness has gotten back.
Let me tell you about... one second. I don't think I've spoken about this on the show, and it was really upsetting.
On the radio show or the podcast?
I've spoken about it on the radio show, but I haven't talked about it on the podcast. But my takeaway disaster there a week or so ago. I think I wanted to bring it up last week, but you're talking so much about CBD oil that I didn't get a chance to talk about.
Oh, well, look, this is your moment. Surely this will be worth the wait.
It's become a big ritual because there's nothing else to do at the weekend, but getting the takeaway, you literally look forward to it all week.
Yeah.
What day is your takeaway day? I kind of miss having Bob Marley in the background.
I think Sunday.
Oh no, we have jazz.
We have jazz music.
Sorry, yeah, forgot.
That's going to be very difficult for me now.
That's not difficult at all.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If you, I know you won't, but if you did listen back to this podcast episode.
I won't.
And you noticed that I didn't cut off the jazz music when Bob Marley.
So
imagine you're in your car.
Don't worry about
the thing. And then there's this chaotic jazz music in the background.
Do you know what he's doing now? He's covering himself.
How am I covering myself?
Because he's going to leave the jazz over it as a joke because he knows it would annoy me. I won't listen. And he doesn't have to go back and listen to it and find the moment where he has to dip the
jazz. Do you know what I did?
I know this man.
Do you know what I did last week?
What?
I censored out Deb's product.
Was that last week?
That was last week.
Jesus.
I did all the beeps.
That was a long week. It feels like 2 or 3 weeks
ago.
This
has been a short week, hasn't it? Wednesday.
I actually do think the weeks are flying.
They are flying.
They're flying by.
Because you're having fun.
So, the...
Sunday evening would be when I'd have a takeaway.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Now, sometimes I have two. Sometimes
Don't judge the two, but which is the main
day? If I'm just having the one, it's Sunday evening. Because I'm no longer going over to my parents' house having a Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat into the ingredients I've bought for my week's shop.
Mine will be Saturday anyway. And I have... started a new thing where you know that I love a chipper. Jesus, I used to love a Prils.
Battered sausage, chips and a can of Fanta.
It's not just a Prils. Well, it was Prils I love specifically, but I'm not about to hate on it.
Please don't.
Because I love the place. And still get a lot of business from my house, from my other housemates. But I started to get really... I always felt a bit sick after it. So it was so much. Especially battered sausage. It didn't suit my stomach.
You would have it on a Sunday, would you not?
No.
I kind of remember you on Monday show. Oh, my stomach's in bits.
Well, maybe then that's true. When would I have a takeaway? I used to... Oh, I would have it on a Sunday. Yeah. You're damn right. When I was playing for Ranelagh Gaels, I wouldn't have a takeaway all weekend. I'd play really good in Ranelagh. And I wouldn't allow myself have a takeaway unless I ran loads in the game. So if I was ever feeling lazy during the game, I'd go, well, you lazy lump, you're not going to get a takeaway tonight if you don't start running. Which is kind of sad that my only ambition in life is to get a takeaway rather than win the game. Which is really sad when you think about it. So I'd have the takeaway afterwards. You're right. You're damn right, Nathan.
Is it filling, this takeaway?
Oh, is it filling?
I don't think it is. A sausage is so thin.
No, 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 Nathan. You do not understand the amount of chips they give you.
Yeah,
you
but
can't
the chips.
You can't fit anything else on the plate bar the chips. You have to pile everything on top of each other. It's massive. But anyway, a couple of months ago, I dabbled in Supermax. And I haven't looked back since. The CBS chicken breast sandwich, they have that sauce on top. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Way too small.
You say that, but I would throw in the odd time chicken tenders as well. And if I threw in the chicken tenders, I'd feel a little bit sick afterwards. I would just gone over. Get a large meal, you get a Fanta as well. So that kind of fills you up a little bit as well. So I've done that nearly every weekend for the last few months.
That's a huge decision.
At least every 2 weeks. At least.
And
I would get it and... Go on.
If your roommates are going for aprils, are you not looking over going, oh, geez, we had some good times?
Because the chicken burger, in comparison to the CBS, has no flavour. It's lovely. It's great. It's filling. I love it. But it's in comparison to Supermax, it's not great. Now, unfortunately... Getting it delivered to the house, sometimes it comes cold. And I'm so precious.
This is Supermax.
Supermax. And I'm so precious about it being perfect.
Yeah.
I've started to drive down to the Supermax
and collect
Black Rock to collect it.
I never understand, man, a takeaway. A takeaway has to be delivered.
Nah.
Collected, it's like, what's the point? I made the food myself.
Think about it. Delivery is only a thing over the last couple of years. You would always go to the chipper and collect it. Take at home.
Yeah.
Mayo, you don't get it delivered. You have to go collect it. There's no Just Eat in feckin'
Lewisburg.
What's
the closest takeaway in Lewisburg?
Oh, it's the Good Grazing, it's called. It's just a chipper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It used to be Chinese there, now it's Good Grazing. You have to walk up and collect it and bring it home. Like, getting deliveries, I don't know, ye boys up in Dublin, born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Oh, here we go.
Having people
knew
go
you
around
were gonna attack me.
Driving your food to you. Not alone is it good enough that you get someone else to cook it for you, but you want it delivered to your front door.
I'm paying the money for it.
Delivered to your front door. But Just Eat and Deliveroo, they weren't around when we were in college.
No.
Think about it. We would always in college have to walk there. Now, maybe you wouldn't because
you'd have
a driver. A driver would do
Chives,
it for you. Chives,
the driver.
Give him something to do. On a Saturday evening. Go on, Chives. Go there and get some takeaway.
Come on, Chives. Don't be fucking eating it.
So, getting it delivered, it's up or down. And I'm not doing anything anymore anyway. And it's less than 5 minutes.
Can
drive.
I ask?
It's within my 5K, of course.
What's the price of it?
So, it is $10.70.
Bargain.
$10.70 non-delivery. $13.70 with the delivery fee.
That does make it more expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah, €3 to be exact. And... I was really looking forward to it a couple of Saturdays ago, and Coxie said, you know what you do, Graham? It's a lovely little addition. It's not too much. Get some onion rings.
Big batter on them.
Think about it. You're coming in on a Saturday night. You're opening the bag, large chips, chicken breast sandwich, onion rings, and a bottle of Fanta.
A bottle instead of the can?
They only do the bottles.
Jesus, seems a bit too much liquid.
Doesn't get much better than that. And it was the night of the Masked Singer.
I have one more question.
Final.
Sauce. This is all very dry.
No, the sauce is on the burger. It's the burger sauce.
What about the chips?
No.
Ketchup?
Nope.
Red sauce?
Nope. Nope.
Would you
ketchup is red sauce.
Curry sauce?
Nope. Even though I do like the curry sauce in there, but I won't do it.
Why?
I like my chips with salt, and that's it.
Salt and vinegar?
No vinegar, just salt.
Oh, I always thought you said I need the bag dripping.
Yeah.
I need dripping.
But they
don't say that.
They don't. Yeah, I know. I do with the aprils, but... With the other places,
Jesus, that seems very dry.
No,
and these aren't proper chipper chips.
No, no.
These are thin McDonald's chips.
No, they're in between McDonald's and chipper chips. They're thicker. Because McDonald's, Supermax ran a campaign before that their chips were thicker than McDonald's.
How about this? Okay, about, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. Nando's. Would you go for a Nando's takeaway?
No, not at all. Way too expensive.
Are you not a fan of Nando's?
I'm a fan of Nando's, but not for a takeaway. Way too expensive.
You never go for pizzas.
No.
You're not a fan of pizzas.
If I ever get in a takeaway with Claire, she'll want pizza. So,
but you've said before that in your relationship, you would say, Claire, you order whatever takeaway you want. I'm going to order my stuff.
Here's a good discussion. Yes, exactly. What is the big deal about getting two different takeaways?
Because it's a shared experience.
No, absolute bullshit.
I'm making the point.
You said the last day that you got a takeaway by yourself and you love getting a takeaway by yourself because you hate sharing.
No, that is true.
You hate sharing.
But I'm saying I can see from the other side. It's as if you're living together but you're sleeping in different beds.
Absolutely.
That's what I see it as.
No. Let me give you an example before, okay? Claire wanted to get something Claire wanted a pizza. I didn't want a pizza. Okay? And I put this on the table. Claire likes Rita's Pizzas in Ranelagh.
It's beautiful.
Where we were.
It's gorgeous.
I wasn't in the mood for Rita's Pizza.
Why not?
I didn't want it. I wanted a burger,
the
chips.
The Ngujju sausage.
Nah, not for me.
Can I just, before you go on, would you say this is the most contentious thing in your relationship? Because
yes.
I often think about it. Claire has a fantastic palate. She really likes her food. Mm. I know she likes going to these different restaurants when you could. And you...
Oh, useless. I'm useless.
Not useless. You just like different things. But you've become so much better at being... I don't mind someone that doesn't like certain foods. But my God, be open-minded. And you have. You have really changed over the last few years.
So what I will say is, if Claire and I are getting something...
Yeah.
It will go... I'll go, Claire, you pick this week, all right? And she'll go, oh, let's get pizza. And I'll go, perfect, we'll get pizza. And there's a pizza place we both like. So Claire likes fancy floppy pizza with the Ngujju sausage, whatever it is.
Ngujju.
I honestly would prefer to get a Goodfellas. That's just, I like the frozen pizza. And I know you're going to say, oh, whatever. That's just me. But if it's Claire's decision, I'll go, let's get a pizza. And we'll go to a place in Goatstown beside the goat called Fired Up. And that's a happy medium.
I've heard about it.
We both like it.
Yeah.
If Claire goes to me, right, I picked last week. So we do every alternative week. You choose what you would like to get. So I'll go, okay, well, I'll pick somewhere like...
Mile?
No. No. I'll pick somewhere like... Bad example, but that's
give
okay
me,
an example. Gotham Cafe in Stillorgan.
Would you not go Casanova's in Stillorgan?
No.
No Casanova's.
I'm not talking about pizza.
Okay.
So I'm picking somewhere, okay,
yeah,
that you can get burgers, you can get chicken, you can get... It's kind of American style, but like it's a bit of market, kind of pub foody stuff. And she can also get a pizza there as well. And I'll know straight away if Claire's going, oh, yeah, okay. Now, I concede a lot. I concede a lot because I just want an easy life. I go, okay, let's just get a pizza. It's fine, we get a pizza. There was one time where it was my turn to pick. And I said, why don't we go to Dillinger's in Ranelagh?
Jesus.
Get a takeaway from
Fair
Dillinger's.
Fair play to you.
Because you have steaks there.
Yeah.
You have lasagnas. You got vegan food.
No,
you
it's
got
a
salads,
gorgeous place.
You got
yeah.
burgers.
Yeah.
You got everything. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm
nice.
Surprised by that, Claire.
And I said, do you know what? I've got a fantastic idea. Fantastic idea. Go collect it. Why don't I order Dillinger's to collect at 7, you order Rita's pizza, which has moved. It's not where it was when we met you and Becca there.
Yeah.
It's moved right beside Dillinger's. It's across from Lidl.
Okay.
It's on a little alleyway.
Yeah.
They're right beside each other. It's kind of like they're the same place. I'll walk into Dillinger's, I'll get my burger, we'll call it, that I'm getting. You walk into Rita's, you get your pizza the exact same time, and we go home at the same time.
I'm very surprised.
And you'll have what you want.
Yeah.
And I'll have what I want.
I'm surprised that you would go Dillinger's if Claire doesn't want to go for it. I would have thought then you would have said, right, I'm going Wild Burger, you go Rita's. I thought you were doing Dillinger's just for Claire.
Well, I was doing Dillinger's as a happy medium, but I also really like Dillinger's.
You don't mind it? All right.
I really like it.
Yeah.
And I like those pub, grub places.
Gastro pub.
Yeah, gastro. Kind of, yeah. And I said, this is a perfect... Oh, I don't know, they're not the same place. I go, this is the same... what's the big difference?
So what
now,
happened?
Where I can see your point of view and Claire's point of view is, if we're ordering stuff, so if I'm ordering a Prials and it's going to be delivered, and she's ordering, we'll call it Bombay Pantry, and they come at different times, and we're not eating together, I get that. I also feel like I do say, you know, the great thing about us living in this world is we can have whatever we want. It's our decision. It's great. If I like having chipper and you like having thing, we shouldn't have to have something we don't want. We should have it together, and you enjoy it while I'm enjoying mine. But I can understand the different times.
They often say shared experiences are the best sort of experiences.
But what I don't understand is when I suggest we order food for the exact same time, we're going to the same place in the same car, collecting the same time, going home at the same time, eating at the same time, from places that are right beside each other, what's the big deal?
Because...
But I couldn't... She didn't know. She goes, no, I want to order the pizza.
Yeah, because you want to talk about the food.
Yeah,
she wants to be like,
talk about your pizza.
What did you think of the pizza?
I'm just going to get a margarita pizza with probably chicken.
Your palate has changed. It has evolved.
It has, but I also look forward to my takeaway, and I want to get what I want to get.
Look, fair enough, but when you were going out in these restaurants, you went to some really fancy restaurants. Is it always assumed now you're going to go for the burger?
Yes.
Is it?
But if there's no burger on the menu...
Hasn't that changed? You were talking to me about scallops.
I had scallops.
You loved scallops.
Yeah, but if there's a burger there, I prefer to have a burger. I'd have scallops if there was no burger. Well, the scallops, I have to have scallops because I was away with her parents in this hotel and it was one of those set menus.
Yeah.
So, and it was starters and there was nothing else.
Do you know?
Oh, no, I had scallops in Dingle. Because it was a fish restaurant.
Oh.
I would never have gone to a fish restaurant before. But I knew she really wanted to go, so I said, it's okay. And I just had
Do you know, you've been with Claire for 5 years now.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
At the very beginning, when you go out for dinner with Claire and Claire's parents, do you know, can you remember the very first restaurant you went out as a family? And
oh, I can think of one of the first. I don't know. I can't
would
think
of
specifically the first.
Why didn't you just go for something else? Like, did
why
you?
Why would I?
Okay.
Why would I? This is the thing.
Were
why
you,
would I get something I don't want?
No.
This doesn't make any sense.
Were
to
you
me.
Nervous that evening? Were you weighing up the decisions
no,
of, will I go for a burger or will I try and...
In my head.
I am what I am.
It's not a big deal if I get a burger. It's not a big deal. I was brought up on pub food.
Have you ever ordered chicken in a restaurant?
Yes, loads of times.
Did you order a chicken?
Yeah, loads of times.
Like now,
I would never
I'm not
order.
Saying I am. I'm saying a lot of people would look down at that.
Why?
The chicken. Because they're like, if you're going out for dinner,
get a burger. Yes, exactly. Get something different.
Get something exotic.
Get something that you wouldn't cook yourself. And I wouldn't cook a homemade burger myself.
You do make burgers.
You like the
patties.
I put them in the oven.
You said the George Foreman.
I never
Not George Foreman, sorry. Big Al Burgers. Don't you love Big Al Burgers?
Big Al's microwavers.
Don't you love
I used to have them for lunch at school, yeah.
Big Al Burgers.
Yeah. I wouldn't say they were homemade now. I'd say they're... just for legal.
No, legal.
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 So the takeaway.
So I ordered.
Oh my God, this has been long. Yeah, go on.
I ordered CBS, large meal, large chips, Fanta, onion rings. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I was aligning the time with when the Masked Singer final was on because I wanted to sit down, have my takeaway. It was freezing outside and it just reinforced my decision to drive down to Supermax to collect it. Because I was thinking, these delivery drivers, fantastic, so quick, but I don't want my food on the back of a bike in this freezing weather. This is around the time of the snow.
And
so
the
cold.
Supermax is in Black Rock. It's
Black
in
Rock.
The Frascati shopping centre.
No, on the main street. It is so out of place. So
just
out of place.
Just to get business.
Whenever I go in, there's nobody in there.
Because you said Supermax is a real country thing.
Real country thing.
It's not that big in Dublin.
I would imagine it in Terranure, because a lot of country people turn dub, end up around Terranure area, not in Black Rock. So I take the little trip from Stillorgan down to Black Rock. I park up, I run in, I'm so excited. I say, I've just ordered in collection for delivery I think it was 10 to 7. I think the last thing was on at 7, whatever. And they said, yeah, and they were just putting the finishing touches to it.
How's the parking outside?
Not outside. You can't park on the street in Blackrock anymore. It's gone one way with bicycle lanes. But there is just, I know how, where to park, just off the other right, off another road, and just turn around then do a U-ey. Get it. Put it down. Drive home.
I'd say the smell.
Oh!
Like, why aren't you going and having a few bites? Because if it was me, I'd be having a few bites in the car.
I want to sit down. I want to have it all in front of me. And I want to just enjoy it in one go. Get it ready. Get it in front of the table.
What do you get? The plate? Fork? Kitchen roll?
Plate.
Glass.
That's it. Plate. Place
no cutlery,
and then I rip open the bag.
No
rip
cutlery,
open. No cutlery. Hands sanitize the hands. Go in, take the jacket off,
cough into your elbow.
Put the jacket on the stairwell. Go in, sanitize the hands. Get the plate. Get extra salt.
Extra salt. Go in,
get the little small black table that I got from Lidl for €8 a couple of years ago. Place it down in front of the
television.
Are
you by yourself or is Coxie there?
Sean is over there. I don't know where everyone else is. It's Sean, new housemate.
And I'd say you're like, Sean, you're about to witness something. Don't talk to me in these minutes.
Open the bag. What I do is rip open the bag. Oh my God, it's the burger out. Oh my God,
the
yes.
The steam. I'd say the steam coming off it.
I was thinking Coxie was so right with the onion rings. This is brilliant. Put the onion rings down, not wings.
Onion wings would be gorgeous.
Put them right down there. And I sat going, look inside the bag. Wait, there's the Fanta. There's the Fanta. Where's the chips?
What?
Where's the chips?
No chips.
My heart sank.
So wait.
No chips.
What did you remove from the bag?
Chicken breast sandwich, Fanta, onion rings.
No chips.
Frantically. I got the receipt.
Did you forget to say chips?
And I look at the receipt and I'm going, No, chicken breast sandwich, meal. Yeah, they charged me with the meal because I ordered again. Mm. You can click order again and just eat. And I had a decision to make. Sorry, I don't have COVID.
It's okay. It's the dust from the spring cleaning.
I got caught in my throat.
It's all about
water in my throat. I'm thinking, it's cold out.
Yeah.
Mass Singer is about to begin. I've been looking forward to this all day. I don't have my chips. I have a decision to make. Do I leave and go back? Or do I sit and eat the burger with the onion rings, knowing I will be hungry? And saying this, I don't actually have that much stuff in the house in terms of snacking.
I was going to say,
I don't have crisps.
If you had the snacks.
I don't have snacks. I just have the food from the groceries.
That changes everything.
I don't really have that many snacks.
That changes a lot.
What would you have done? You've got the car now. Think about it.
If I had stuff in the house, I wouldn't bother going back. Because these aren't chipper chips. These aren't chips that will be full up in the bag. They're just...
No, they're large. There's a good bit. There's a good few. They're not McDonald's. I think you have McDonald's in your head.
They're not McDonald's.
They're thicker.
I suppose you have to go back.
I went back. I was angry about going back. I'll tell you that for a fact.
I'd be looking for something else, like some ice cream or something.
So I went back, hopped in the car, went down, parked up, same spot as well, went down. Wasn't as joyful as I was the first time I was going in. But I said, you know what? I've been in retail. I've made mistakes as well. I'm not going to get angry.
No.
But I tell you, I was starting to get angry because I was standing there with the bag in my hand. And surely if the person saw me with the bag in my hand, Supermax, they would realize.
Did you bring the bag?
I brought the bag back because I didn't want to say.
And did you eat the chicken burger?
I had nothing.
So it's just on a plate.
I was hoping.
With your roommate Sean in the living room?
No, I brought it all back.
Oh, you brought it all back?
I put everything back in the bag with the receipt.
Oh.
To prove that I'm not just going back asking for chips. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I thought if I went back.
Jeez, yeah.
Without anything, they'd say, well, how do
we know?
I
wouldn't have brought it back, yeah.
Yeah, I brought it back.
Fair play.
Stood there for about 30 seconds, as the person on the till was just typing
not
things, and
him.
Nobody in there. And I was thinking, would you come on? I got a fucking cold.
Did you cough?
I was kind of rustling the bag a little bit. And I go, oh, you have the right. I go, I ordered a meal, but he didn't give me any chips. Here's the receipt. Oh, right. Oh, sorry about that. I went back and just, and there you go. I was
like, give me.
I kind of wanted a new burger.
Because
it's cold outside. So,
did you eat them?
I didn't know. Like, they were fine. They gave me the chips. Didn't ask any questions. They're nice in there.
Are you still going back?
I am going back. Haven't been back since, but I just didn't have an opportunity. Yeah. I will be going back. Went back. I had to put the burger in the microwave.
Oh, look. If you have to microwave your takeaway.
It wasn't great. Chips were fine. I had to put the onion rings in the microwave. And then I had a bite of the burger and there was feck all sauce on it.
Well, that probably, I would say, in their defense, the microwaving of the burger.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's horrible, man.
And look. I'm not bad mouthing them, sorry, I'm going to say blasphemy. Because I will be back. I probably will get this weekend. I love it there, so I'm not saying this is bad. It's just an unfortunate
event. Can I tell you about my Sunday takeaway?
Yeah.
Absolute joke. I decided to put my hand in my wallet and go for a Domino's.
It's huge, because you usually get Apache.
Apache's cheap and cheerful. You know what you're going to get with Apache. I, for some reason, maybe it was the good weather, but I decided I'm going to treat myself. Sunday evening, I've just watched the shittest football match with United-Chelsea. Yeah. Let's get a Domino's. So the deals aren't amazing.
Spend over 100 euro, get 20 euro back. It's generally what they do.
I got a large pizza deal. It was like a large pizza. You got wedges, garlic bread, two cans of Diet Coke, 28 euro. Okay, it's not the worst. It's probably good.
For one large pizza?
But for one that's large pizza expensive. and the sides.
That's horrendously
It's expensive. A lot of money.
What would that be in Apache?
16? 12 euro, 13. Now, see, I wouldn't normally get so many sides. Well, if I was going to Apache,
there's a deal on.
It was a deal. I was going down
That's a great deal you got, where you spent over double what you usually spend. And you probably didn't finish half the food.
No. With Domino's, I was looking and I decided to customize it. Because I don't tend to go for pizzas that are already made. I like to choose my own toppings.
Of course, the Nathan.
And I saw base. Base, what do you want to do? Thick crust.
Which is the normal, is it?
Which is the normal. Or I see thin and crispy.
Oh, geez, no,
decide to go thin and crispy because I think you don't want too much dough. Well, if
forget
you saw
it.
What the pizza looked like, it was on a tortilla wrap. It was like I did it. I was irate.
Yeah, I know.
I was angry at myself going, you stupid tall bastard.
Yeah, I know what you did.
You did this to yourself.
You were trying to treat yourself, but then in the back of your head, you were thinking, oh, but I don't want to go too overboard.
Yeah, it's a bit too much.
Similar enough experience. Oh. I was buying new runners. Now, this is similar enough.
Yeah.
And I had... everyone is telling me, get Brooks runners, 100 euro. They're 100 euro. And I go, oh, geez, 100 euro
I hear
runners.
They're great.
They're supposed to be amazing. But I had an 18 euro voucher left for Lifestyle Sports.
Hmm.
And I saw Asics for 85. So I was like, oh, what's that though? 65, let's call it 65 euro.
Yeah.
I spent 65 euro. I was saving a few pounds.
Yeah.
I go, this is brilliant. Got the Asics runners. Hurt my knees.
Oh.
So I had to return the Asics runners, buy Brooks. Now I'm still waiting for the money to come back from the Asics. Now they said they will go through, but I've wasted a week.
So annoying.
I've
taken a shortcut.
Week.
You took a shortcut and it just didn't pay off.
No, I've wasted a week. I've wasted the good weather.
Yeah.
With all the running outside. By the time they come, it'll be pissing rain.
Did
again,
you give the running just one chance?
One go on my knees hurt me for the next day
did
as well.
It?
And I go, this is, I can't be doing this.
Where did you run?
Just ran Still Oregon. I did a 4 kilometre because I didn't want to
Are
do
you
five
running
in case
on grass
ruined.
Or?
No, on road.
Yeah.
If I'm running on grass, I'll take the football boots down. I'll go up to Deer Park and Mount Marion and I'll just do sprints. But I just want to be able to throw on some runners and run around Still Oregon. It takes me 20 minutes to do the lap that I do and get back, and it's quick. I don't have to hop in the car and go up to Mount Marion and put on my boots and stuff. So I need runners like that. But look, I shortcutted.
Yeah.
Thought I was doing
but
a good
thing. But sometimes it pays off.
That rarely
sometimes
does.
Sometimes a shortcut.
Buy cheap, buy twice. Even though Asics is supposed to be good, they just didn't suit me.
My brother's...
Really slamming brands here today, aren't we?
Oh, look.
Sorry about that. No one sponsors anyways, doesn't matter.
My brother's friend is really into long distance running. He used to work in Everly Sports. Do you know, opposite the...
Elvery's.
Is it Elvery? Sorry. I combined the nightclub. Did I Everly... that wouldn't be bad if you're on the dance floor and they gave you free trainers as well.
That'd be nice.
Getting the shift. But he said the amount of money you have to spend on good running shoes, you're talking nearly 200 euro.
Yeah. I was chatting with Owen. He was on this before, the guy who do the diabetes podcast.
Insul Owen podcast.
And he was saying
how... And congratulations, was the year anniversary.
Year anniversary, yeah.
Give a plug.
52 episodes.
Give a plug.
If you're diabetic or if you know anybody who is diabetic... Let them know about the Insul Owen podcast where Owen and I discuss diabetes. I don't know why. What do I know about diabetes?
I might plug something.
Yeah, here we go. Do you want to wait?
Are you okay, I'm just saying. Watch this space.
What, Nathan?
Daddy's coming to Tokyo.
There's a big...
Big operation.
Coming. You know, we may laugh. It could become huge.
Really?
It could.
How? Look, all I'm saying
the right
is...
idea.
There's an email chain. And
is it going off?
Look, you'll be the first one to know behind the scenes.
Nathan is getting involved in a...
Say a little bit.
An industry? Yeah.
An industry that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's going to be a podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know if his role is...
We're going to have a producer, guys.
Is the role that you know nothing about it, and is that going to be the thing, or will you actually have to do any work for it?
What's worrying?
You're hoping that the role will be that you have to know nothing
about
it.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. I have a call. This podcast comes out on a Thursday.
Look at this.
What's this?
Phlegm on my t-shirt.
Oh my god.
What the hell?
So that's right, because you were coughing. Oh, that's disgusting. That is not what you want to see in a pandemic.
I'll sanitize the hell out of this room.
What was I going to say?
Sticky.
This podcast episode's out on Thursday. I will have already done my group call.
When is that happening?
12 o'clock.
Today?
Tomorrow. I have a group call with two other people.
I like the way you said as well, because you showed me the email. Can do any day this week by Wednesdays. Is that because of this?
You better believe it. Nothing gets in my way.
We could have moved it to Thursday.
No, I like doing it on a Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm free any day this week, bar Wednesday.
I came across very desperate in the email. I had loads of emojis as well.
Yeah.
The strange emojis have to stop.
I will.
In an email.
I'm going to tell you now.
I was trying to have a bit of
no
fun.
No emojis.
No emojis.
You put a fox emoji in there.
Did you see that?
For
don't nearly
give too
gave
much
it away.
Away.
Are you doing a wildlife podcast?
Well, who knows? It's a new area. I look forward to it.
Scenario, if I said, okay, scenario.
Can I be a guest?
Of course. The more the merrier. On this podcast, it's going to be this podcast 2.0.
All right.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Prizes.
I'm going to walk in and just...
I was going to give something away. I was going to say I was going to wear something.
Be careful.
Just scenario.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do the podcast.
Yeah.
You see I'm pushing heavy on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I even reach into my own pocket to push.
Yeah.
Promotion.
Brilliant.
I said, have a listen to the episode. Let me know what you think. It is dog shit. Would you be honest and say, and I'm so deluded because I'm in this brand new world. I'm like, man, I'm telling you, I think we're going places with this. Would you have the heart to say, I just say even on a technical point, it sounds, you can't hear me. My microphone's not on.
So I think in a previous world, I would have gone, that is fucking shit.
Yeah, what embarrassment.
What is wrong with
embarrassing.
You? Embarrassing. Are you okay in the head?
Yeah.
But I think I've learned to approach things a little bit more diplomatic these days. So what I would maybe do is...
You'd ask my opinion.
I would say... You know, I would maybe pick one thing out at a time and say, Nathan, I was listening back to the podcast.
So just my microphone's not on.
I was going to say your microphone was off for the whole thing. We actually didn't hear a thing.
Was it?
Yeah. So maybe for the next time, just make sure they have the microphone on and it'll
what
be better.
What if I ask you to panel for me? To press all the buttons on the podcast?
Okay, show me the money and I'll do it.
Who knows, man? Might not even be money in this.
You could. You never know where this could go.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think this will be it now? This is it.
On Patreon.
Jesus.
Imagine if you're on Patreon. Off the Ball lads are doing golf weekly on Patreon. Why can't you do whatever this is on Patreon? I'd pay.
There was an off the ball someone in the email.
What?
I shouldn't
be
given
Nathan,
that. Look, we're...
You can't tease us like that.
Yeah, I know.
What? More Nathan content.
Like, it's worrying doing something new. It's worrying.
Especially when you have no clue about it.
Do you know what
people... And you don't know if you have to research it or if you're just saying, Nathan's here because he's just no clue.
Do you know when people say, oh, I have imposter syndrome for that job?
Yeah.
I don't think that will ever go away because I am an imposter.
Yes, absolutely. I see next week you'll be able to announce. Okay, next week, big week. I'm taking CBD.
Yeah.
And
will you take more than the dosage? Because I can tell you right now, I felt nothing. So maybe take
I don't
three.
Think you're supposed to feel anything, though. It's not a drug. You'll come and announce.
Do you know what we'll do? Because you get anxious with dogs. You watch a few minutes of dog videos on YouTube and then take it.
Yeah, cool.
Experiment.
And then I'll feel. And we'll put in Joel Corey's interview as well. We just interviewed Joel Corey.
He was great.
We'll put him in
so
next week.
So nice.
Okay, thanks very much. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Yeah, did we have any emails?
We have an email, but...
Oh, lovely.
We didn't actually get to
just
it.
Just the one email. Yeah, we'll
we
wait for
one.
Next week. Yeah,
and we've got one. But next week seems chock-a-block.
Too much stuff.
Thank you, bye.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my life.